Once you're finished with today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, make sure you check out the Peacock and Williamson podcast. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. They give you the national perspective covering the latest news and insight on every team and move around the NFL. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I am James Yarko, joined as always by David Harrison. You can find everything that we are doing over at BucksNation.com and WTSP.com. And you can follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at JYarko underscore Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks underscore Nation. We'd like to welcome in all of our new and returning listeners. If you're new to the show, please subscribe, leave a five-star review. Not only does it make David and I feel really, really good about ourselves, but it also helps other Buccaneers fans like yourselves find us.
It does make me feel nice and warm inside. I'm not going to lie. When people appreciate what we do, I appreciate them appreciating us. It's just a circle of appreciation. But I also appreciate the constructive criticism. Now, the you suck, like, thanks for your input. Speaking of input, Kyle Trask is a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You may or may not have heard of it.
I'm a Kyle Trask guy.
You are. He has been working out, obviously, with the Buccaneers, rookie camps, OTAs, all that stuff. Offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich was asked about his young rookie quarterback, and here is what he had to say. And we got this via Ben Murphy of WTSP, who took a screen grab of it for us during the press conferences. So let's listen in to future head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Byron Leftwich.
I mean, it's actually been great, you know, to have a guy that where you're starting from scratch. You know, you're starting from scratch. The guy knows nothing about nothing, right? We assume all quarterbacks coming into this league knows nothing about nothing. So it's great to start from the beginning, right? Start from the first brick. He's been doing an excellent job. But he's had a great, I don't know how long we've been here now, 3 weeks, I believe. But he's been doing great. He's been getting better every day. And he's the type of kid, he's a smart kid that knows what he's doing. He just got to get repetitions. The more repetitions he get, the better he'll get with more reps. But I like where he's at. He does a lot of good stuff right now to be this early. He sees the field well, and he's able to command the huddle. So he's had a good start since he's been here. Hopefully we can keep it up.
All right. Once again, that was offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, potential future head coach. Let's not discount Todd Bowles just yet there, David. And again, thank you to Ben Murphy, WTSP, for grabbing that audio. I like this, and I like it for a couple of reasons. Number one, we've heard a lot about Bruce Arians, you know, the quarterback whisperer. He worked with Peyton Manning as a rookie, Ben Roethlisberger as a rookie, Andrew Luck as a rookie. But now this is kind of Byron Leftwich's opportunity to take a new and raw quarterback and start to develop him on his own. We get to see how Byron Leftwich can work with these rookie quarterbacks, mold them, get them up to speed on the NFL game, get them up to speed on what Byron likes to do offensively. And it's kind of a true test where there's no pressure. There's no pressure because he's got Tom Brady there for at least two more years. You still have Gabbard in front of him. You still potentially have Ryan Griffin. There's no pressure to develop him. So this is almost like, and I hate to phrase it this way, but I can't really think of a better way to say it. This is almost like an experiment for Byron Leftwich. They like the raw talent and the tools that they have in Kyle Trask. All right, Byron, now it's on you to develop this kid into a starting caliber NFL quarterback, and then we will go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's a great opportunity for Byron to show not only the Buccaneers organization, but the entire NFL what he can do as a developer and a coach. I mean, we hear Josh McDaniels gets all kinds of praise for Tom Brady, but people don't seem to remember Tom Brady was on his way to being the GOAT before Josh McDaniels ever got his hands on him. Now, granted, you know, when Josh came in, they did some good things. He's already gotten an NFL coaching or head coaching opportunity. Actually, he got two NFL head coaching opportunities, but we're not going to relive the past on that one. We're going to move forward. And I think the greatest thing that Kyle Trask has going for him outside of Byron Leftwich and his determination to make him the best he can be, Tom Brady as a mentor, is the fact that future Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles is on the other side of the field coaching up one of the best defenses and being one of the best defensive minds out there. So he's going to throw all kinds of disguises, all kinds of blitzes, coverage packages, everything he can at Kyle Trask during these mini camps, during training camp and all that stuff. Not only because he needs to bring the best defense ahead of this quarterback to make him the best he can be, but also because he's got some young players, the KJ Britts of the world and all those guys, some of these tryout players that made the roster. Todd Bowles needs to figure out how he's going to fill in the back end of his defense, you know, and find those five or six players that maybe didn't realize they were fighting for roster jobs that need to come in here. Something, since we brought up Kyle Trask, and James, I know you're really interested in seeing what Kyle does during training camp in the preseason, and something that we haven't really talked about and really didn't catch as much buzz as maybe I expected it to, was the fact that Bruce Arians earlier this week said that he's really impressed with Kyle Trask mentally, and that he's not far behind Andrew Luck from a mental standpoint and a comprehension standpoint. That is an incredible compliment from Bruce Arians to go out and throw out there Kyle Trask. And we know that sometimes Bruce Arians will say things, they're kind of loaded comments and they're charged and all that stuff. But really, I feel like this is just a boost of confidence to this young rookie quarterback. And again, future Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Byron Leftwich going to do the best he can. And he's got another great guy and future Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles to challenge him. So we've already kind of already said it, but if Kyle Trask isn't successful in the National Football League, it's just because he wasn't meant to be successful, because he's got every single advantage you could possibly have in this situation.
Absolutely. And something else that'll make him a little bit more successful is if he starts investing in some delicious Built Bars. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, obviously they are passionate about their favorites. You know the flavors: coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. There is something for everyone. If you don't know what your favorite flavor is, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Most of those flavors have 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you will receive 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED, number 5, for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
And after you're done ordering those Built Bars, head over to rockauto.com to order some new parts or some new accessories for your vehicle, whatever the make and the model is. Rockauto.com's extensive catalog is going to have something for you, because they've got everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Best of all, rockauto.com prices are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts as you would at your local chain store? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so you know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Back now for 72 here at the Locked On Bucks podcast, wrapping up the week at the Locked On Bucks podcast. A short week. Again, if you missed it already, we've been talking about it. We're going to go 3 episodes a week standard for the duration of June, probably till after the 4th of July weekend. We'll come back to 5 per week in July as we ramp up for training camp and all that. But for this month, we're going to go down to 3 per week. James, we just spent the first segment talking about, or hearing from rather, future Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Byron Leftwich talking about future Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Kyle Trask, what they're doing in OTA's training camp, and of course we threw out a shout out for future Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles and all the things that he's going to do defensively. So now we're going to talk about current Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback Tom Brady and current Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians talking about this past NFL draft. That was a lot of things that I just said there. On the Rich Eisen show, we shared some of the audio yesterday. I was trying to keep it up, but I think it's dead now. I think I've overdone it. So I'm not going to do that anymore. Sorry. Talking to Rich Eisen, Bruce Arians said a lot of things. We shared some of that audio, but another interesting thing that he talked about, James, that we didn't talk about specifically, was Tom Brady's quote-unquote involvement in draft preparation. Bruce Arians kind of talked about, they went to Tom, they said, hey, listen, if there's any players, specifically receivers, that you like out there in the NFL draft and draft pool, let us know who they are. We'll take a look at them. You critique them, we'll critique them. Give us your scouting reports, essentially, and we'll kind of compare notes and see how you are. As a talent evaluator, Rich, of course, asked him how Tom did. He said he did okay. Pointed out that he likes, quote, good, big, fast receivers, end quote, which, of course, got a lot of laughs because, no, duh, who doesn't? That's like saying you like the Calvin Johnson type of receiver prototype. Well, no kidding. I don't think there's anybody out there who says they don't like the Calvin Johnson prototype. But, James, we've kind of seen this a little bit during this offseason, more and more Jason Light and Bruce Arians both are kind of being a little bit more receptive to the idea of admitting just how much influence Tom Brady has over some roster decisions, some game decisions, things like that. And it kind of started with these workouts where, you know, last year even we saw, you know, Bruce was filtering information to Tom. Tom was going out there on the practice field with those guys during the COVID stuff. And even now, as the OTAs go on there, Tom is out there doing his own thing with those guys. The coaches are completely hands-off. They're getting reports, right? But they're not out there coaching them, kind of trusting those guys to do their own thing, leaning on Tom to be that mouthpiece and that coach on the field. And then now, even now, I mean, he went as far as to say that Tyler Johnson, who skipped OTAs but worked out with Tom Brady, was making a good decision. That's you know, I'm paraphrasing, because Tom Brady's the guy throwing him the ball. So if you have the choice between catching balls from Tom Brady or Kyle Trask and Ryan Griffin, you take Tom Brady. So, I mean, even to the point where a wide receiver is excused from OTAs while running back Keyshawn Vaughn is being called out publicly in the media for doing the same thing.
Yeah, and here's the thing about this, you know, getting Brady involved and scouting receivers for the draft and critiquing them and all of this. I don't think any of this is a story if what is going on in Green Bay isn't going on. You have one of the greatest quarterbacks that we have ever seen publicly talking about needing a weapon, having not used a first round pick on a receiver since like 2008. And they continue to pass on helping their quarterback who keeps getting them to an NFC championship in spite of the fact that he doesn't have any help outside of Devontae Adams. And you know, they traded up for a quarterback, created this huge deal, and now Aaron Rodgers is on the trade watch. Look, you have, I said it in segment one, you have at least 2 years, probably only two more years, of Tom Brady being in your facility, being under center, being your starting quarterback. You are going to do any and everything you can to make that man happy and give him everything he wants or needs in order to win multiple championships. You are on borrowed time with this guy. He's the greatest quarterback to ever do it. You know, first ballot Hall of Famer, all of that. We know all that. You have a 3-year window to win as many championships as you can. They got one down. So if you want to involve Tom Brady in the scouting process and ask him, hey, look, we don't need anything. Tell us what you want. Tell us who you like. And if we're on the same page, we're going to make it happen for you. It makes all the sense in the world. And why the Buccaneers can find a way to do this, but the Packers can't to keep their quarterback happy is mind-boggling to me. So, yeah, all of this makes complete sense, and you're going to do whatever you can to maximize the window that you have, because once this window shuts, there's a, you know, you never know. We could go back to 10 more years of 7-9 football. You just don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, future Tampa Bay Buccaneers Ring of Honor inductee Tom Brady is one of the best to ever play this game, right? I think everybody is in agreement with that. And I've talked about this situation, you know, on this show a little bit, and I've talked about it as well with Chris Russell over the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, because they've been involved in some of these rumors, you know, surrounding quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson. And the whole conversation comes up, especially in the media and then in the fan bases, is what do quarterbacks deserve? And a lot of people feel like the quarterback deserves kind of a say-so, right? And there's reason for it, because you see situations like this with Tom Brady where he kind of comes in, he earns that respect, or he kind of comes into Tampa with that level of respect because of what he's accomplished during his career. So the coaches let him have a say in what they do. But initially, right, we kind of downplayed that because Bruce Arians, that didn't start with Tom Brady, right? Every quarterback that Bruce Arians has ever coached has had a say-so in how the offense is run. So really it's like, okay, yes, Tom Brady is having a say-so in the game plan and the scheme and all that stuff, but that's nothing new for this coaching staff. That's just par for the course, no matter who the quarterback is. But now you kind of go into it and you're saying, okay, they're giving him that warning, I guess if you want to call it a warning, that they're going to draft a quarterback potentially early on day two, whereas Aaron Rodgers is sitting at home wondering who his next weapon is going to be, blindsided, because turns out his next weapon is a backup quarterback. Do the Green Bay Packers owe Aaron Rodgers that honor, I guess, whatever you want to call it, that privilege, whatever you want to call it? No, they don't. They absolutely don't. However, that's all fine and good. But you also have to understand the landscape that you're working in. And as the NFL head coach, your job is beyond X's and O's, right? Like, obviously, you need to know the X's and O's part of it. You need to know the scheming and the game planning and all that stuff. But that's what you have coordinators for. Your job really is motivation and management of personnel. And that's kind of really where the great head coaches of NFL history come in. And you look at the Bill Parcells of the world, they can do it with that toe-the-line, hard-nose approach, Bill Belichick, no nonsense, you know what I mean, and have the success and all that stuff. But a lot of that goes away when you don't have built-up success. So when you're a young head coach or a head coach coming in this league, you really kind of have to go in there and earn the respect of your veteran quarterbacks. So you look at the Green Bay Packers and Matt LaFleur, and Matt LaFleur, in 2 years, the situation has gone from, well, if you give me a new head coach, I'll be happy, from Aaron Rodgers. And now 2 years later, here we are, and Matt LaFleur has 6 losses in the regular season as a Green Bay Packers head coach. But his future Hall of Fame quarterback doesn't want anything to do with him or the team because of lack of ability of managing the ego, the personality. I get it. Like, Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers don't necessarily owe Aaron Rodgers that say-so, that influence, all that stuff. But look at the landscape you're operating in. If you don't give it to him, that's fine. You're not wrong. But you're also going to be one of the one-offs out there. Every other quarterback out there that is of that stature is either getting that say or the same thing. If they don't get that say, you look at Deshaun in Houston, they're like, well, then I want out. I want to go somewhere where I am going to get that say, and nobody's batting an eye about it. So, you know, that's kind of where that line falls. So for the Buccaneers to be doing this, one, it shows that they're with the times. They're kind of with the way that the NFL is going. And yes, maybe the NBA started it. But it also shows that if you build that good relationship, like, you know, Tom Brady, we don't know who he scouted or who he said he wanted, but guess what? The only wide receiver they drafted is not a big, strong, tall guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a smaller, thinner, shifty guy. And Tom Brady's not out here demanding trades. So it's not so much about doing what they say. It's about showing the respect, taking the time to listen to them and apply their thought process into your thought process, but still making the best decision for the team. And I think the Buccaneers are a good example of how to do it, while the Houston Texans and Green Bay Packers right now are prime examples of how to not do it. And James, an example of another thing that people should be doing is going to betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, whether it's baseball in regular season action or NBA playoffs, hockey playoffs, whatever you want. Before the next pitch, go over to betonline.ag on your laptop or your mobile device. Check out all the great sporting news, sign up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as the Tampa Bay Lightnings make their run to their next Stanley Cup championship. Did I say the Tampa Bay Lightnings? Anyway, so again, head to betonline.ag on your laptop or your mobile device. Sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Wrapping things up here on a Friday edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast. James Yarko, David Harrison. You can find us on Twitter at @JYarko_Bucks, at @DHarrison82. And David, we are going to wrap things up by talking about NBC Sports' Patrick Doherty doing a NFL coach rankings for 2021. Now, he put together this list, and all new coaches automatically go to the bottom of the pile. I get it. That makes sense. But you have head coach Bruce Arians coming in at number 9 overall. And real quick, the guys ahead of him going in reverse order from Bruce all the way up to number 1. At 8, you got Pete Carroll. 7, Mike Tomlin. 6, Sean McDermott. 5, Sean McVay. 4, John Harbaugh. 3, Sean Payton. 2, Andy Reid. And number 1, Bill Belichick. And what Patrick says about Bruce is, quote, Bruce Arians was comfortable delegating to his coordinators in 2019. For 2020, he chose a higher power. Arians' team was no longer his alone once he brought Tom Brady aboard, but he kept a surprisingly tight grip on the offense, so much so that it wasn't working as late as Thanksgiving. Then the mind meld finally happened. Even as the Bucks got blitzed in their November 29th meeting with the Chiefs, Arians identified it as a turning point, saying, quote, from there on, we attacked, end quote. I think we are on the same page from there on out. That was borne by the stats, Brady entered that Week 12 matchup with a 0.0 quarterback rating on deep targets over the previous month. That number for the final four games of the season, 138.6. It was the most important adjustment in what Arians deemed a constant collaboration. The old warhorse met his new quarterback in the middle and was rewarded with a Lombardi Trophy. Good coaching can be as simple as that. It's true that not everyone has Tom Brady, but even the ones who don't always know when to say when. Sorry, BB. A coach who could sometimes be stubborn in Arizona has learned to let go in Tampa. A mini dynasty could be the end result.
Yeah, and before we talk about the spot, right, the ninth overall ranking among NFL head coaches this year, talk about that blurb, right? A lot of it, now some of it's a little misguided, right? Tom Brady's kind of admitted that it took him a little bit while longer to learn the playbook and get comfortable with the playbook than he expected, you know, so that obviously kind of plays into some of those quote-unquote offensive struggles. I think even when their offense was struggling, they still had an offense that a lot of other teams would aspire to become, right? So it's not so much that Bruce Arians wasn't letting go of the reins or whatever. It was more just, again, learning each other, learning the system, no preseason, no real training camp, very limited build-up to that relationship anyway. But it talks about, right, the management of people and the management of personnel and the management of egos and talent and all that stuff. Again, it's not necessarily coming in and saying, okay, we're just going to do whatever Tom wants to do, but it's about kind of coming in and meeting in that middle ground and being able to say those things. Now, getting to these rankings, right? So I don't mean to trash on Matt LaFleur here, but if you're a head coach who's got a Hall of Fame quarterback that doesn't want to play for your team anymore, I think you got to drop pretty far down this list. You know what I mean? And so for Matt LaFleur to come in at number 12, to me, that's a little bit higher than I would probably put him. But going ahead of Bruce Arians, James, we were kind of talking about this a little bit. We didn't want to get too deep into the conversations. I like Mike Tomlin up here, you know, even ahead of Bruce Arians a little bit, just because of how long he's been with the team, what he's done with the Steelers. I really kind of like what he's done. You're a little bit higher on Sean McDermott than I am. I'm a little higher on Sean McVay than you are. John Harbaugh, I think, is a conversation we could have. Sean Payton as well, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick. I don't think Bill Belichick should be number one, but I do think, you know, granted, the first year without Tom, not good. But I think that you have to give some credit to Bill Belichick for what they were able to put together in New England. So I still think he's top five. You know what I mean? I don't know if I would put him at number one. Honestly, if I had to re-rank this list, I would probably put Andy Reid at number one. I think you probably agree with me there. But what are your thoughts on the other guys ahead of Bruce Arians at number nine?
Yeah, I do agree with you there. I do think Andy Reid should be number one. And look, if this was a list of NFL coaches right now based on their history, I would have a hard time kind of arguing the order. And he did say that he took their history into account. Well, if that's the case, then don't name it your ranking for this season. Because if you're ranking these coaches according to just 2021, then Bruce Arians should be number, what, four, maybe five. Bill Belichick, get him out of here. He does not deserve to be number one. He probably doesn't deserve to be top 10. Sean Payton, get him out of here. We don't know what he's going to be able to do with Jameis and Taysom Hill. If he makes the playoffs, fine, I'll eat crow. But, you know, he continuously loses in the playoffs. He just lost in the playoffs last year. So heading into this season, you would have to think that the coach of the team that won the Super Bowl should be favored over another coach in his own division. John Harbaugh, same thing. The Ravens had a rough year last year. I don't think he deserves to be in the top five. Sean McVay, get him out of here too. He doesn't deserve to be in the top five. I love Sean McDermott. He has done so much with the Buffalo Bills. He has made them contenders. I think he deserves to be higher. Mike Tomlin, another one. You go, what was it, 12-0, 13-0, and then you choke like nobody has ever choked before and then get your doors blown off by division rival Cleveland? No. He does not deserve to be in the top 10. I like Pete Carroll. I do think that he should probably be ahead of Bruce Arians. He's in an incredibly tough division. He's got an incredibly talented team. I think they're going to do big things in 2021. But if you're ranking this strictly on this season, you know, preseason rankings, then Bruce Arians is way, way too low, and a lot of these guys are way, way too high.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bruce Arians deserves to be up there, and, you know, you look at what he and his coaching staff have been able to do. I mean, this Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster, from 2019 to 2020 really wasn't a whole lot different. The new additions, you know, obviously Tom Brady's a huge new addition, right? Rob Gronkowski comes in with him. But don't forget, we kind of already talked about this week when we talked about OJ. Rob was expected to be the number two tight end, not the number one tight end. And then the rest of them are draft picks. Well, guess who's influencing those draft picks? Bruce Arians is, right? So he definitely deserves to be higher. Where we differ is Coach McDermott, right? And listen, when Coach McDermott was first taking over the Buffalo Bills and kind of getting Tyrod Taylor out of there, I was covering the entire league for another website that I wrote for a period of time. And I ran him up and down. I didn't like the decisions. I didn't like what he was doing with the team. And I'm kind of still there. Now, don't get me wrong. I think what Coach McDermott has done is good overall. But when you talk about him, I kind of go the same way I went with Urban Meyer. And we've talked about this. Urban Meyer is an offensive head coach. He goes to Ohio State. How did they win under Urban Meyer as a head coach? With defense. Look at the players they've sent to the NFL that had the most success. What side of the ball are they on? Defense. So if Urban Meyer is an offensive specialist, offensive-minded head coach, but his team is winning with defense, sending defensive players to the NFL at a higher success rate than offense, is it really Urban Meyer or is it the sports staff? Well, look at Coach McDermott. When Coach McDermott took over the Buffalo Bills, they had the 26th ranked defense in 2017, right? In yards. Not good. Okay, give them more than a year. Got it. Next year, second. I started to kind of back off a little bit. Third year, third. So I kind of started back off. I'm like, oh, maybe I was wrong about Coach McDermott. Now they finally have a really good offense going. James, their defense came in 14th this year. They dropped 11 spots in the NFL defensive rankings. And it's not really because of, you know, significant injuries. It's a lot to do with a little bit of attrition. Guys they lost in free agency. Again, managing personnel, managing your locker room, managing talent. I'm not sold that Coach McDermott is really as good of a head coach because he can't seem to get a team on the field that is really good from a holistic standpoint. They're either really good on defense or really good on offense. And we've seen it time and time again. If you're going to keep going back and forth like that, you're not going to have sustained success. So that's my case for why Sean McDermott should be behind Bruce Arians. And I think with all of these things that we've come, trickle down effect, Bruce Arians is a top five head coach in the National Football League in 2021.
Yeah. I mean, we could nitpick all day long, but we'll see. We'll see come the end of the year who finishes where, and if we have a Bills Buccaneers Super Bowl, then I'll get to say I told you I was right. Sean McDermott is a top five head coach in the NFL. If we don't, they get bounced in the wild card round. You can say, hey, James, what did I tell you about Sean McDermott? So, you know, it's a hurry up and wait game. And speaking of which, you all are going to have to hurry up and wait for next week when we drop our next episode because we are out of here. Check out everything David and I are doing over at BucksNation.com and WTSP.com on Monday through Friday every week. Follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCO_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to each other, and we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.